So in the beginning of this book, there's a list of a lot of friends who are important to the making of this work, and I sort of use that list as a key for this first piece, kind of as a way of saying thanks. Someone else described it as a roast, but sort of a happy roast, I think. It's called Ode. Master, collagist, lover, householder, editor, surrealist confidant, making magic, pointed underpinnings on paper pulled through a typewriter, personal priest, follower, hold up in Cairo, stuffy small room, you never want to leave, ballad airs, the only young woman I would love to be forced to make love to, BFF tennis stars together. He would bury his paintings. I think that had to be it. He was a better queer than most live ones, too. Lonesome traveler who would try everything and get mixed up after. He made private music. I spent more time with him than anyone. A psychic who saw words or heard them or found small filthy objects on the street that came back as words. He loved poems more than graphite he used to make his works. A father and furious maker of a million books, poetry books made for birthdays, one copy reading to his countess daughter, hot punk ass, huge cock and personality, big mouth performance, amazing. The writer everyone co-opted sooner or later, it's the new pillow book, don't miss it. Tree trimmer, painter of small square pastels, a Marlboro man, Canadian coveralls, short fiction, printer of expensive magic and the poems from the new winter palace. String of small machines, shy guy, editor, spawn of dyke and fag. A real bully in Colorado Springs, father of one. I think people thought we were together at least once. Sad poems tracing the beautiful decline of Santa Cruz or any Chinatown, seriously. He found love and stopped publishing so much. The best accidental poet and beauty consultant and dealer, believer, pissed off Muslim, or that was the rumor. I would just drop in on him. He turned me on to Fielding Dawson, John Altoon, and Charles Olson all over again. Phoenicians, long talks on their very possible establishments, heretofore unrealized, cock tease, very able writer and critic, portrait of Dorian Gray stees, impeccable evening attire, Hermes, answering the desk phone every 5 seconds, very generous. He gave me $20 when I swept into town as a fake hustler. 1,000 years, genius prose, see spurt. In several bands and none to match his genius. He is not playing dumb, he is quiet, pimp of the year, and maybe my favorite. Could you play me my last rites? Torn paper film of a wolfman's romance, and in the end he rises from the grave, or does his maiden. Joke night, Opera Plaza, taking tickets. You're so good to me. You printed my secret ceremony next to a stray poem by the one I love. You bring half-drunk bottles to parties. Believer, curator. He said he was going to paint a house. He left me in bed where I watched loads. I think that he was hustling. That's what she said. His shows were tight and massive. He could appreciate a turn of phrase or lyric, threading the needle. I don't want to live without your love.